Okay, back to the dinim of Shabbos. Okay, before we get into the melachos of Shabbos, first we're going to learn the dinim of Ma'ariv, Havdalah, and then eventually get into the melachos of Shabbos. Okay, first of all, the minig is, it says in halacha, to delay Ma'ariv on Saturday night, you know, more than usual. Because we want to keep the, there's a mitzvah of what's called Taser Shabbos, to add to Shabbos when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. According to many people, it's even biblical. So we add to Shabbos when it begins and when it ends. Now, in Ma'ariv, Saturday night, you have to say Atochen Antanu. Again, that's the, so to speak, the Havdalah, like we learned by Kiddush, it's the saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos is the biblical Kiddush. So the biblical Havdalah basically is saying Atochen Antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, if somebody forgot to say Atochen Antanu, and they already finished the bracha, so then the din is you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But you have to say after the Shmoneh Esrei, you have to say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. To verbally say, I'm separating between holy and the weekday. Now, if, one second. If somebody did not say Baruch Hamavdil and they ate, or they did something forbidden on Shabbos, now, let's say they finished Manasseh, they didn't say Atochen Antanu, and then they flicked the switch, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, then they have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If you eat or do a melacha without saying Atochen Antanu before saying Baruch Hamavdil, then you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei.
Even if Shabbos is over.
Even though Shabbos is over. But because you didn't make Havdalah, you didn't do it, say it properly. Like this, you can make it up by saying Baruch Hamavdil. But by doing a malacha or eating, which you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, so then by doing that, you basically have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei.
Why is it not sufficient just to say Baruch Hamavdil?
Because it's too... No, you have to still say Baruch Hamavdil.
You have to daven
Shmoneh Esrei over. Because...
Huh?
Because it's too late already. Because the fact you're supposed to say in the Shmoneh Esrei, and you did malacha already, so then you have to, that's the din. You have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei.
Huh? If you didn't say it and you did
the
malacha, is it Mechal Shabbos or not?
Yeah.
Was Mechal Shabbos if you didn't? After Shabbos, you didn't do it.
Yeah. No, that's not true. Shabbos goes until you say Baruch Hamavdil. But here there's a very interesting issue. There's a very interesting issue. I haven't seen anybody speak about it. But l'chayre, it's a very basic thing. And that is as follows. You know, I never turned this on. How exciting. I'm not repeating from the beginning. Okay, so we just learned, or just wrapped up that then. You have to say Atochen Antanu Saturday night. If you forgot, you say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. But if you did a melacha or ate, then you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Because for you, it's still Shabbos. Until one Shabbos begins for you, it doesn't end until you end it by saying Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So now the interesting question is, a person who is not yet religious and doesn't keep Shabbos, okay? So obviously they don't daven Ma'ariv either. And they don't say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So now, okay, when Shabbos begins, it begins for them too. Like everybody else, it begins for them too. But what ends Shabbos for them? In other words, are they still desecrating Shabbos the whole week? Or, let's say, after an hour after Shabbos, yeah? Can I ask a Jew who's not religious yet, who doesn't keep Shabbos, to do something for me on Shabbos? I mean, Saturday night, an hour after Shabbos. Can I ask him to do something for me? Or by him, it's still Shabbos, because he didn't say Baruch Hamavdil. So obviously, the din is, you could. I mean, it doesn't make sense any other way. But the question is, what ends Shabbos for him? And why is it that a person who keeps Shabbos until they say Baruch Hamavdil, 5 hours later, it's still just Shabbos? Or Yom Tov for that matter. So,
you know, like the town brings in Shabbos and
there's 1 minion in the town. That's it. You brought in Shabbos. So why can't we say
that what?
The same thing on the opposite. In LA, all 1,500 shows, whatever, set up ten and done with this non yet religious.
When does Shabbos end for the person who doesn't keep Shabbos?
Start.
1 minute. If there's no shul in the city, does Shabbos begin?
Yeah, regardless of Shabbos.
Okay, so how does Shabbos end in a place where there's no shul?
We'll play it in the same way.
How?
When Shabbos
ends. Yet, for a person that's keeping Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos technically is over, but for me, it's still Shabbos. Correct? Now, by the way, one second. Now, ending Shabbos, by the way, has nothing to do with Maariv, with Arvis. Because technically, when this man comes, whatever it is, we'll discuss soon, and they say, Baruch HaMavdol Min Kodesh Lecho, I'm allowed to do Melacha. Right? You could drive a car. We have that sometimes Purim Saturday night, Tisha B'Av Saturday night, you know. People say, Baruch HaMavdol, Shabbos is over, even though they didn't have a Maariv yet. But Shabbos is over because he said Baruch HaMavdol, and then they could drive to shul, that they could do melacha. That's not an issue. So Shabbos really is over when a person who keeps Shabbos, because they brought in Shabbos, they have to end Shabbos. Havdalah you have to say to Tuesday. But when does Shabbos end officially? Could be. No, if you don't say Baruch HaMavdol. If you say Baruch HaMavdol, it's over. Havdol over wine, you could say through Tuesday.
Right.
But Baruch HaMavdol, you say anytime.
If I don't say Baruch HaMavdol,
it's still Shabbos for you.
Tuesday.
Probably. Again, that I didn't see either. A Jew that keeps Shabbos. We know clearly, an hour after Shabbos, if you didn't say Baruch HaMavdol yet, it's still Shabbos. Unless you say Baruch HaMavdol, you can't turn on lights, right? If you're sitting at a Shalosh Shudas, a Fabrengen, and it's going on very late, an hour or two after Shabbos, and somebody said Baruch HaMavdol, they can turn on the lights for you, they can do things for you. But for the people that didn't say Baruch HaMavdol, it's still Shabbos. Now, how long does that go on to? I didn't see. Maybe until Tuesday. I don't know.
So how does this guy stop having Shabbos?
Obviously, for such a person, when Shabbos is over, it's over, because they never brought it in. But I'm saying, it's like nobody discusses this. Why? It's a very practical question.
Is this applying Chametz HaPesach?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chametz after Pesach.
After, right. So you're still no Mashiach Sudah. It's 11 o'clock at night. Pizza rolls in, and you didn't say Baruch HaMavdol.
Oh, no, then it's still Pesach. That's
what I'm saying. So it's Chametz HaPesach.
Yeah.
Still Pesach.
Yeah.
What? For someone who doesn't have it.
Seemingly, well, that's the fact. I mean, if not, you couldn't speak to any person on the phone until Tuesday. I mean, like.
There was a time in the day somebody, this is Mom, they bring a partner, Chal Shabbos, 3 hours after Shabbos, he forgot to say Baruch HaMavdol, Mom was like, they have to bring a partner.
Yeah. Why not? It's still Shabbos. In fact, it's a very interesting thing. With Rebbe would Fabreng Matzor Yom Tov, okay? The Rebbe would start while Yom Tov, before Shkia, right? Everybody watched it till Kershul Bracha came about, right? So the Rebbe would wash before Shkia and Yom Tov, the end of Yom Tov, and Fabreng would go on till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then they made bench, and have Mary made Abdullah, you know, and then the Rebbe gave out Kershul Bracha. Now, if somebody came from a different day, from Borough Park. Okay, let's say Yom Tov was over 7 o'clock. Let's say, yeah? And Rebbe is Fabrenging until 12 midnight. This guy comes, 7 o'clock, Yom Tov's over in Borough Park, right? He davens Maariv, says it goes on make Shavdala, he comes to the Rebbe's Fabrenging. Yes? For him it's not Shabbos, Yom Tov anymore. Can he tape the Rebbe?
Record.
Sorry
for what you're saying. No, of course not.
What?
For him, it's not Shabbos.
For him, it's not Shabbos.
Yeah, but the Rebbe was a get. The Rebbe did not want it. They say, I heard that the Satna Rebbe Rabbi Yelush did allow it, but the Rebbe did not want it. Because by the Rebbe was still Shabbos, right. Still Yom Tov. I mean, you know.
So taking pictures of him for that matter.
No, taking pictures is a different story. He's not doing anything.
Right.
No. When you talk into a tape or a disc, whatever you want to call these things,
absolutely.
you're activating it. Somebody, you can't pose for a picture on Shabbos, by the way. You're not allowed to pose for a picture. Even if a guy wants to take a picture, you can't pose. They snap a picture, they snap a picture, you're not doing anything. There's nothing about it.
Have you heard this thing where people say Baruch Hanukkah three times? I've never heard of it.
About
any mantra for them in the world, and they see people do that.
I was just about to ask you that.
It's called OCD.
What was the question? OCD.
Saying Baruch Hanukkah three times. Why should they say Baruch Hanukkah?
And he said to you, the first time you did the job. The Baruch Hanukkah.
Baruch Hamavu, my God, that's it.
Say it again.
Say as much as you want. I mean, it doesn't matter. Okay, now, when we'll just start this tonight. Now you hear that people sometimes they daven Maariv, you know, they finish, but they don't do Melacha for 72 minutes. They say they keep Rabbeinu Tam Shkia, not Rabbeinu Tam Shkia. They keep Rabbeinu Tam time. So they don't do melacha for 72 minutes after Shkia. The way we hold is you can already do, I mean, I'm not talking what we can technically, according to Al-Tareb, you can do much earlier, but let's say we keep 42 minutes after Shkia, an hour after Luchbenchen, which is 42 minutes after Shkia, is when Shabbos is over, right? You can do melacha, say Baruch Hamavda. But some people keep 72 minutes. That's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Why? And they don't keep it a whole week. They keep it Matzoy Shabbos because the Chumrah of Shabbos.
They start later and they end.
No, they don't start later. They start on time like everybody else. But they finish, and they don't do Melacha for 72 minutes after Shkia. Instead of 42 minutes, let's say it's another
20 minutes.
No, it's another half an hour. They keep Shabbos another half an hour. They won't go in the car. They won't talk on the phone. They won't do anything like that. Because we discussed this already once before. The Gemara says that from sundown to nightfall is the time, Tzeisek L'chovim, is when nightfall is. The Gemara says that from Shkia to Tzeisek L'chovim is Kedei Mahalach Dalid Mil, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. Mil, by the way, it's translated in English as a Persian mile. It's 2,000 damis, like 3,000 feet. So the Gemara says an expression that from sundown until Seisek HaChavim, it takes the amount of time to walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. So therefore, they hold that when is Seisek HaChavim, when is the stars come out, 72 minutes. So therefore, by Shabbos, they're machmer to wait 72. They'll daven Maariv earlier because, as we know already from a case that happened here in Shul, you can even daven Maariv on Shabbos, right? With Abdullah, with everything. You could do it that. Remember, we had that case when the curfew was going on here. But you could do that. So the Al-Tareb says, and therefore some people hold that you have to wait 72 minutes after Shabbos to do Melacha. The Al-Tareb in Siddur Achnos Shabbos, the Al-Tareb is shaylah completely. He throws it off completely. He says that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara says that from sundown to Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. That's when Tzeis Kol HaKochavim, all the stars come out by then. But night, according to Halacha, is 3 average stars, which is much earlier than that. So when the Gemara says the expression, it's a whole machlekes in the Rishonim, the whole big thing about this. But the Al-Tareb says, and in fact, he were using the expression neged achush, it's against logic. But 3 stars come out much before, when the Gemara says Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil, it means Tzeis Kol HaKochavim. That's much later. That's takas 72 minutes. But this is much earlier. Okay.